Years ago, during my formative years, I often attended church services with my family. As the sermons came to a close, the pastor would call on the congregation to bow their heads and, in a moment of spiritual vulnerability, invite anyone willing to surrender their hearts to the Lord to raise their hands. Assistance would be provided to those who needed it. I vividly remember moments when I felt the pull towards the sacred commitment, but my shyness and fear of judgment held me back. I worried that if I stepped forward, people would cast their eyes on me, and this fear paralyzed me. Reflecting on those moments today, I am struck by the countless individuals who, like me, entered the doors of the church seeking God's word but were either turned away or hindered by their own self-doubt. Perhaps they didn't know how to ask for guidance, or maybe they feared the judgment of others, just as I did. This contemplation led me to question whether the church was falling short in its mission to embrace and nurture those who seek solace in its teachings. Not long ago, I had a profound conversation with a young campus pastor. We delved into this matter at length, careful not to criticize but to understand the underlying issues. The pastor candidly admitted that the church lacked a comprehensive system to assist individuals seeking God's guidance but were unable to take that crucial step forward. His words resonated with me. They recognized the problem but were unsure how to address it, which, in turn, hindered their ability to lead more people toward the path of God's word. It's important to emphasize that this challenge is not unique to a single church, it plagues many congregations. The absence of a well-defined plan to guide and support individuals on their spiritual journey stands as an obstacle to bringing them closer to Jesus Christ. Furthermore, this predicament seems to disproportionately affect the older generation, although it is not exclusive to them. Even when I was a child, I longed for salvation, but the fear of judgment held me back. The question arises, at what age should children be encouraged to surrender their hearts to the Lord? Jesus extolled the value of blessing little children but didn't specify an age. When I witness children under the age of 10 embracing salvation and baptism, it fills my heart with joy. The experience is undeniably glorious. However, I can't help but wonder whether these young souls truly grasp the significance of their decision. Part of me believes that parents play a significant role in influencing these choices. It's not necessarily wrong, but it does raise questions about the child's long-term commitment to Christ versus the parent's desire to ensure their child's spiritual protection. Returning to the issue of adults, they often find themselves without a support system. They may have been like the children mentioned earlier, or they may be newcomers searching for salvation and clarity. These individuals yearn for information and guidance to embark on their spiritual journey without confusion. Initially, when someone finds salvation, the church welcomes them with open arms. They are celebrated, and the congregation rejoices. However, as time goes by, their presence may fade into the background. They become disconnected from the community, drifting further away from their faith. In the beginning, the church provides them with a list of instructions: read the Bible daily, attend church every Sunday, join prayer groups, and so on. But for the newcomers, questions abound. What kind of Bible should I read? They might ask. Which version is the right one? Should I start from the beginning, or is there a specific place to begin? These are just a few of the inquiries that newcomers grapple with. When it comes to prayer, they might wonder, how should I pray? What should I pray for? Do I need to pray aloud for God to hear me? Or will he ignore me if I don't pray correctly? The multitude of questions that newcomers face can be overwhelming and intimidating. They seek answers, yet often feel adrift in the vast sea of uncertainty. Despite attending sermons and listening to the pastor's teachings, rarely do they hear guidance on salvation or receive a step-by-step roadmap. It's perplexing to think that within a congregation filled with Christians, there is no one designated to volunteer as a salvation buddy to provide direction and support to newcomers, making their journey less daunting. I firmly believe that there are many people who yearn to step forward but are paralyzed by fear. It is our calling, as followers of Christ, to be the fishers of men, to lead people to Him for salvation. But leading them to salvation is just the beginning. We cannot leave them standing alone, directionless. We must reach out and help them maintain their faith, guiding them on their path to spiritual growth. A wise friend of mine, Kana, once said, "People perish for the lack of knowledge." How many individuals have entered through the church's doors eager to seek God but unable to do so due to their lack of understanding and guidance? No matter the circumstances, our mission should always be to assist those in search of the Lord, guiding them toward obeying Jesus' teachings. It is our responsibility to bring as many people as possible to Christ and educate them, just as we ourselves have been taught. We must acknowledge this issue and take it upon ourselves to be the shepherds who guide people to the Lord's embrace.